Let's get you going this morning at Rosie on the House. We're going to throw the doors wide open, pour a fresh cup of coffee, and invite you in to my house. Come on in. You join the conversation by dialing toll-free 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. I'm Rosie. I'm here. I've been building and remodeling across the great state of Arizona since the early 70s. First got here in 1965. My son and co-host Romy is here in studio with me this morning, and my wife of 40 years, sweet Jennifer, is taking your calls, getting your name, finding out where you're calling from and what project you're trying to tackle, and then we'll put all of our building and remodeling experience to work for you in helping you with tips and tricks of the trade. We have Bree and Gary D operating the board so that all the signals reach the right satellites and can find you at your home or in your moving. Think about that. We can hit you from a satellite circulating 22,000 miles above the earth. We can hit your car as it moves, and we can switch you from one station to another as you cross the great state of Arizona.
And that's the oldest technology we're using on this broadcast.
Isn't that incredible? That's absolutely incredible. Hey, we got some particularly nice emails this week. We've got one here, and when I say, you know, we get up every Saturday to do the broadcast. We get up every other day of the week with the goal and the mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're here to inform you, to educate you, to entertain you, and to protect you from making any mistakes as it relates to home improvement or home maintenance in, about, and around your house. A single woman wrote this: love you guys. You are a godsend, a provider of peace of mind. What kind of burden is that, Romy? We are a provider of peace of mind. Thank you. I've listened for years, and as a single woman who owns two homes, I'm ever thankful for your terrific advice and trustworthy referral network. Signed, Sherry. Now, you know what? A note like that makes it all worthwhile. And the phone calls we get at the office all week long make it all worthwhile. I want to cover a few holiday safety tips.
So thank you.
Thank you very much. But Romy, before I do, and I know we do meetings during the week about what we are going to cover on air. And Romy very often in the last few weeks will say, Dad, I think everyone's heard enough about the APS rate case. Romy, I'm going to cover a little bit about the APS rate case because this hit my funny bone.
Okay. And when did this come out? I see it's an article from the Republic.
Okay. It's an evolving story, as you know. APS wins a rate case last summer, and no grandfathered rights allowed. Everyone, every single APS customer is pushed into a transition rate, and they have until May of next year to make a declaration as to which rate they want. One of the Arizona Corporation Commissioners sued APS. The High Court, the Arizona Supreme Court, refused to hear the case. Okay?
That of the people suing APS.
Well, the commissioner, Mr. Burns, sued APS.
And they wouldn't listen to his case?
No. And the other commissioners wouldn't fund the lawyer to carry out the suit. So Mr. Burns was out on an island all by himself. Our good friend, William Mundell, enters the story last week.
Okay, and this is the former Register of Contractors director.
Yes, and a former member of the Arizona Corporation Commission.
I always forget that. I always forget that. Okay.
So now he's entered the picture, and he's asking for a rehearing at the Corporation Commission for this rate increase. And we are going to have APS on. I'm not here to beat APS up. But if you follow the story, the closer you follow the story, the more humorous it is in one light and the more agonizing it is in the other light. So Bill Mundell brings it to the attention of everyone that reads the Arizona Republic. The Corporation Commission has been saying, we can't rehear the case. We can't rehear the case. Well, Mr. Mundell, as a prior commissioner, says, no, you're missing one slight little rule. If a certain number of ratepayers request a rehearing, you have to, by law, rehear it. So he has pushed it right back into the Arizona Corporation Commission's lap. And the guys that are on the commission that are stonewalling this thing are going to have to rehear it.
You know, I think he has enough signatures just based on the calls I get at this line every time you bring it up. Why can't we do something? So,
okay, so where do you go to do something?
Well, I'll keep you posted as we keep unfolding this. And like I say, I'm not out to beat APS up. I just think it's funny. See, this is the sick, funny side of me. I just think
people aren't laughing.
I think it's just funny how they pulled it off.
Well, and that's the only reason I would sign it. I mean, inflation's going to happen. Rates are going to go up. What we were paying for power when you moved here is a lot different than when I was born, and it's grown up. I mean, it's just naturally going to happen, not only for utilities, but everything across the board. It was how they did it that makes me want to go back on here. I mean, they bought and paid for a henchman, board of directors.
Now, that's an allegation.
Follow the money. Follow the money. That's writing on the
wall. A very common allegation and suspicion.
That's an allegation.
So it's not suspicious that all three of them that were bought and paid for their campaign get elected, they get this rate case, and then they all leave the commission board.
They haven't all left. No, there's still a couple there.
Well, the three they wanted that were in that ad paid for by Pinnacle that got elected, which is owned by APS, got the rate case and are all gone.
I'm talking about rate case, Romy. Mom says you can't talk politics on the show, and you're going political.
Now, I'm just saying that's the only reason I'm going to sign it. I didn't care about the rate increase. It was just going to happen one way. At some point, sooner or later.
And they provide one of the safest, most reliable sources of electricity
the planet. Turn it off.
Yeah.
And then let me hear you complain.
Yeah. If you're not happy about your electric bill, just turn your air conditioner off in May and don't turn it on until September.
You're going to quit complaining real quick. And that's it was just how it's done.
All right.
I'll get off.
All right. Now we're going to go to holiday safety tips. All right.
Give me some jingle bells.
Some jingle bell news. Okay, so there are some things I want to bring to y'all's attention to try. And again, I told you, we're here to inform you. We're here to educate you. We're here to protect you. And we're also here to entertain you as well. Home break-ins reach a peak at this time of year, all right? So you've got to provide an extra level of vigilance in and about and around your home. I want you to know that the great majority of home break-ins occur in the afternoon right through the front door. And make sure, and if it isn't through the front door, they generally go around and find some unlocked door or unlocked window. Make sure your doors and windows are locked. Make sure your front door is visible as possible to your neighbors. If you've got shrubs or trees or walls that are protecting the screen and someone can get into the front door and not be seen by your neighbors, that's a bad layout for your house, okay? Make sure there's good visibility of the front door. All right, how about, have you heard this new term, porch pirates? Huh? Where packages are being left on the front porch? You're getting receipt from UPS or FedEx, box delivered. You go home, and the box ain't there. Well, it's happened to us, not only at our home, several of our other properties, and the package is left out at the front door. Somebody's driving by, doesn't have anything better to do, comes up, knocks on the door, leaves some kind of knocker there or thing, and picks the package up, and it's gone. No tracking.
Did you see the people that took a package and put dog manure in it with a little exploding device and waited for the van to get, like, four or five houses down and then detonated it.
That's on YouTube.
You should have seen him scatter out of this van.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, you can't forget about cooking hazards. We do a lot of people experiment with the deep fryers at this point of the year. Make sure whatever you're putting in the deep fryer is absolutely perfectly dry. It's the moisture in that turkey, bird, duck, chicken, whatever it is. It's the moisture in there that can cause the explosion with the hot oil. So make sure the bird's completely dry. Creative disposal, Christmas Day, you're going to get some big screen TV. You're going to get a new Mac computer. You're going to get all these things that are boxed. Don't put those boxes out on the curb for pickup. Smash them up. Crunch them. Don't advertise what it is that Santa Claus brought you. Break them down and put them away. A lot of traveling this time of year. Social media. Don't post that you're away from your home. Don't post that you're on vacation until you get back. We are being warned by virtually every single municipal police department and state police department right now to watch out for frauds. We've got websites. They've detected 32,000 websites that are selling fake material, fake products. So if the English isn't right on the website, if the price is too good to be true, don't go there, all right?
Romy, what's the trick to making sure a website is secure? Is it the HTTPS part of it? Do you know that? Okay, there's a way to put in the I'm getting a heads up from Gary. Yeah. You don't just do www, do the HTTPS colon. That ensures that it's a good site.
Very good. So, we're here to protect you. Y'all pay attention. And let's make sure there's no Rosie on the House victim of holiday fraud or theft this year.